from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings
within the huddle on the morning shift.
I gotta say, I like the way that Jordan Love is holding out by technically not holding out at all the meetings. He's at the facility all day, just isn't practicing, trying to renegotiate his deal. It's been offered up that by Friday, he may become the highest paid player, quarterback in NFL history.
Would that be malpractice, general manager malpractice?
Yes.
I think so.
Look,
he's had half a good season.
Yeah. He had a great.
And I think highly of him, too. I get that. But the body of work to justify. But that's the going rate for quarterbacks now, if you want to keep your guy.
I think that, and this is, honestly, this is the danger of the whole, hey, we're going to let this guy sit for
a few years.
This is the danger, right?
Thank you.
Because now he's kind of got you, right? He's kind of got you. Do you want this continue? I mean, God forbid you're like, hey, we're not signing you, and he comes out and balls out and he hits the open market, right?
Mike,
and then you're definitely going to pay a premium.
You are so right, and this is my point all along about you. When you have a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal, you take advantage of it. Like, look at they are doing in Houston. They were able to go out and get another star receiver, whether he might be in the twilight of his career or not, it doesn't matter. He's still on that roster, and he can help the young guys.
Seattle did it with Russell.
Yeah.
We don't have a Legion of Boom without Russell being on a...
Well, you also don't have Legion of Boom without them, to your point, Rob, without signing like 10 defensive linemen that get all capable of 5 to 10 sacks in a single season and having, you know, the linebacking crew.
The only dream is a Falcon fan.
It's so frustrating to me, too, as an NFL fan, because you look at these situations and you have to start asking yourself, and I know that we've kind of had the whispers that there's been maybe one or two NFL owners that have asked about a quarterback salary cap that may be separate from the rest of it because it gets so out of hand. You talk about the money that the Cowboys were looking at with Dak Prescott. You talk about the money the Dolphins were looking at with Tua Tagovailoa. It's like 20% of the cap. You know what I mean? And the cap is only going up, and these quarterbacks and these agents know that, and they're charging more and more and more and more. And you look at a Jordan Love, and you have to actually ask yourself, and I never thought this would be a thing, would you rather have a Geno Smith of the world that's going to cost you half of that kind of salary and is still serviceable at quarterback and has played a number of years in the league, or to pay a guy that's had half a good season and extend him for $200, $250 million? You have to genuinely ask yourself that because of the amount of money that you're forking out to some of these quarterbacks.
Well, if you can somehow cultivate a generational defense, you know, it'd be nice too, right? Then you can live with a Geno.
I just hate that it's gotten to the point where we kind of hope our quarterback sucks for a little bit, so you know what I mean. So you can take a little bit of a discount. I hate that think about what Jordan Love looked like when he entered the building at Mercedes-Benz last year and played here. What was that, week 2? I mean, it just
yeah, and he looked. He didn't look very good.
No,
and
didn't Jesse Bates pick him off twice?
No, that was Bryce.
That was Bryce.
Jordan Love though,
he did pick him off though.
Jordan Love like fumbled the snap late in the game. He just kind of fell apart. That was I remember coming in here and talking about it and saying our guy rose to the occasion and made the plays, and their guy crumbled. And that was when it was like Desmond, you know, and then it. Completely reverse course midway through the season.
Yeah, and look, man, like I said, I'm happy for Jordan Love, and this is one of those situations when you are in the locker room, you never talk about another man's money, you never get in another man's pockets. Right. Hey, do what you have to do. All right, if you have to hold out, you have to hold out. Do what you have to do for your own security, because at the end of the day, and you look at most fan bases, hey, we want you to play, you know, big fans, you know, player for life. You got to do what you got to do. But it's just frustrating as a fan to look at it and say, dude. At what point are we going to look at you and say you're the highest paid player in the league? That's what you're looking for? It's just ridiculous to me. It's unbelievable. He doesn't deserve that. And we just got done talking about a 3-year plan and the succession plan. And of course you love that, but I mean, come on, dude.
Okay, but could you give him, speaking of 3 years, a 2 to 3 year deal that gave him really good money, but not. You know, not the top dollar money, not like Joe Burrow money or whoever has gotten paid the latest. Because they get paid so often these days, I honestly forget. But could you do something like that?
I don't know. It seems like in the last month we've talked about different kind of situations involving NFL contracts than we ever have.
Who do you trust more right now, Jordan Love or Baker Mayfield?
Baker.
That's a crazy question, ain't it?
Yeah.
But who do you trust more, Dak or Jordan Love?
I trust Dak.
I do too. I think Dak's better right now today. So
Baker Mayfield's a prime example of what I just said about Geno Smith.
I mean,
they're getting a good quarterback, but he's not making that money.
And look what happened with New York when they signed Daniel Jones that money because he had that one good season, right? He had one good season. They signed him, and then they lose Saquon because of it. And now your GM's on
Hard Knocks
saying, well, we got to – you know what? The best play we have for our $40 million quarterback can't be handed off to a $13 million running back. That can't be it.
Yeah.
But that
– with a lot of wear and tear.
I do love the footnote that comes out of this. They're like, what are you going to do about having quarterbacks in camp? And they go – Sean Mannion, the quarterback's coach. People remember him at Oregon State. Was a quarterback at Oregon State. He's a quarterback. He'll throw some drills. You know what I mean? He'll dust it off. He spent six or 7 years in the league.
Right. Yeah, with them.
Yeah.
He was with them, I think.
Can you imagine Zach Robinson going out there and getting the old thing wound up a little bit and saying, hey, let's let this thing dig.
No, they'd look over at Dave Archibald.
Art.
Hey, 16. You got a few throws in you.
Wait till Matt brings the twins out to practice.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Number two.
Get her loose.
Rob would walk right over there.
Falcons need to use me when Penix gets active.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, lefty.
The lefty spin?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it's harder to catch, man.
It's a completely different way.
Nobody throws that 7 to 10 yard intermediate over the middle pass like Rob Tribble.
Is that what it is?
Throw what?
The seven to ten yard intermediate pass
split
over the middle.
The safeties.
Hey, look him off. There he is. My dump pass.
Oh, I can change my arm angle too if I'm under pressure. Listen, watch me.
He's an older Tua, is what he is. He's making it rain out there, left handed.
Well,
Steve Young, if you will.
Don't hit him in the head, then.
I don't have his concussions, just the THC polluting my brain. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Lasting Clean. All right, what do we got?
Oh, we got Top 5 Tuesday, Rob.
We got
an Olympics flavor to this one. You won't want to miss some of the nostalgia I'm about to throw at your ears here in about, 5 minutes. That's coming up on the other side.
How many honorable mentions are there?
One. Only one. Well, five, but they're all in one category.
They're growing.
Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home.
nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.